Welcome to the Reflections from the Red Chair. Your host is the renowned Miss Ayanna Burnett, professional therapist and coach. Join her as she shares wisdom that has inspired thousands to heal their emotional pain. Enter the virtual healing room and take your seat across from the therapeutic red chair.
I'm in the mood to do some myth busting. Around the state of happiness. What truly makes a happy person? Do you believe they're born that way? Do you believe that every day they just wake up that way? That's just how they are? The reality is, at one point in time, I used to believe that. I wasn't fully aware that that's what I believed, but when I look at the way I was treating myself and the expectations and the standards that I had of myself because of the moments I was experiencing dissatisfaction as I was believing I was missing a standard, then that's evidence that I actually did believe that happy people were just so. Right, and that I should just wake up in the state of happiness. Or maybe even after doing a period of healing or period of spiritual development, that then it should just stick and thus it would be so. I can remember the days, and they still come. If I'm going to be completely honest with you, they still come when I wake up experiencing disappointment because I realize I'm not vibing high. I can wake up tired, right? Go to sleep and wake up tired. Do you know how disappointing that is? To know that you went to bed early and you got a good night's rest, but you still wake up and you don't feel energized. Or to wake up and to know that there are many things around me that I am so grateful for, to know that I am on the path and still feel dissatisfaction because I may still be focused on a couple of those areas that aren't quite right. That one situation or those two situations or these little things that I have yet to work out, even just projects that have yet to be completed, can lead to me feeling less than exuberant about waking up in the morning because, ooh, it's another thing to do. And then, right, then the second level of judgment, because that's exactly what this is, right? Self-judgment would turn around and be the, oh, but after all I know, after all I've been through thus far, right? All the conscious effort. And to still find myself back in this lower emotional feeling space. Can leave one asking, what exactly does it take truly to be happy? To be joyful. Right, had a beloved literally come to the team the other day and say they bring joy. What does that mean? Have you ever pondered these things? Well, I have an answer. Practice. The happy individual is the one who consistently utilizes practices that bring them back into a state of self-harmony. Practice. It's not so much that the happy, joyful person gets up every morning and it automatically, immediately is in this state. It also doesn't mean that they maintain this state 24/7. It means rather that they are well practiced in the responses to these things that allow them to get back on track, back onto the good feeling track a whole lot quicker. They have routines. And this is the thing, it's different for each individual. There can be a basic blueprint, right? There's definitely probably some commonalities that you'll find, you know, when talking to quote unquote happy individuals. But yet, their day-to-day and their go-tos differ. But there's always something that they are doing, things that they are putting into play, into practice, things they are executing, implementing for themselves that allow them to attune their emotional and mental states of experience. And once they find something that works, they keep doing it, or they find that it may evolve. These are practiced individuals. So there's good news and bad news with that. Right? The good news is it's never too late. It's never too late. It's never too late. It's never too late. Right? If you find yourself seeking and desiring the pursuit of happiness, right? It's never too late. It's definitely attainable for you. Bad news is, yes, it's going to take effort and consistent effort and consistent follow through for you to get the results that you seek. Practice. Until next time, be light.
Are you ready to take the deep dive by working with Miss Ayana? Schedule a soul check by clicking the link in the description. For more insight, visit missayana.com. Keep following and keep in mind, this is not meant to be a substitute for meeting with a helping professional.